Proclamation number 7280 of 11th of February, 1959. Conditions for attaining childship to God. Every one of you is destined to walk the path across earth who wants to attain childship to God, but not every one of you attains it. Rather, there are only a few whose earthly path is so successful that they can depart as true children whom the Father can receive into His kingdom. For conditions have to be fulfilled which could certainly be fulfilled by people but which nevertheless cost too much self-conquest to be taken seriously by old people. The prerequisite for attaining childship to God is a life of love which results in a high degree of maturity, and very few people are prepared for such an activity of love. But it is nothing impossible. God does not demand something that would be unfulfillable for human beings. But childship to God ensures the being an immeasurably blissful existence in the Father's immediate proximity. What this means cannot be explained to you exhaustively, but it is a fate which promises supreme bliss to the being which has become God's child from a creator. God has then achieved His goal, which He already planned when He created countless spiritual beings and which also provides Himself with unlimited bliss. But to reach this goal requires the free will of every individual being, and therefore there will also only rarely be people on earth who so seriously strive towards the goal and are completely absorbed in love during their earthly life. And yet, every human being could achieve it, for living in love is not that difficult if only the human being would muster the serious will to do so. But love must be practiced for its own sake, not out of calculation, for the latter would not be love. Love must be kindled in the heart and then flare up ever more brightly through loving activity. Then the fire of love will quickly spread and take hold of everything. Or also, anyone who is once driven from within to work with love will never let up, because every work of love is a bond with the eternal love and fills him with ever new strength which he uses again to work with love. But the human being is too full of selfish love, and as long as he does not conquer it, that is, as long as he does not overcome himself, he will only ever try but never seriously strive to fulfill the commandments of love. Yet only the beginning will cost overcoming, for nothing can soon tempt a loving person to do it to himself. He finds far more happiness in loving his neighbor than in fulfilling his own wishes and desires. And this degree must be reached if the attainment of childship to God is to follow, which only requires pure, selfless love, which one day will bring him endless happiness, such as the Father provides for his child whom he loves above all else. You shall certainly all become God's children, yet His children will have the right to the Father's inheritance, who will immediately return from earth into the Father's arms, who will directly receive His strength of love and therefore also be directly permeated by Him, which signifies unlimited beatitude. Only the path across this earth earns the once fallen original spirits the childship to God, although other souls can also expect beatitude in the spiritual kingdom if they have developed into beings of light on earth or in the beyond. But the degree of light of all beings is different, and the highest degree which can be attained on earth is the degree of childship to God, which you should all strive for and which you could also achieve with goodwill and heartfelt bond with the God and Creator who wants to be your Father. For this heartfelt bond will give you the strength to overcome yourselves, and once you have become completely selfless you will only ever work with love. You will try to make happy and not think of yourselves but only of your fellow human beings. and then your degree of love will increase and you'll be certain of God's presence, which is also a guarantee that you will be close to the Father. For the Father desires his children, for whom he wants to prepare an eternal life and unlimited bliss. Amen.